now, welcome back to the Deadology Podcast from Pencil Hill Studio, New Paltz, New York. I'm your host, Howard Weiner. This is Season 3, Episode 4 of the Deadology Podcast. Today is February 13th, 2024. And this is the month of February is Jerry Garcia Band Month, and we got a classic for you. On this episode of the podcast, it's from the Palladium in New York City, February 11th, 1980. Now, a couple months ago, on the anniversary date of the show, I did the Palladium from November 6th, 1980. Garcia played the Palladium twice. That's a good show. This one is one of the all-time bests, better than the one I talked about a couple months ago. This particular show, unusually long for the Jerry Garcia Band, 14 songs, about 2 hours, 45 minutes, about incredible for one show. Where the November shows, they played an early and late show. In February, they just did one show, and it was a monster, an all-time great. About 12 years ago, I came out with a book, Positively Garcia, Reflections of the JGB. And I covered the band's best shows from the years 1972 to 1984. I did a chapter on a baker's dozen of the best shows. And the Palladium show, the February 11th show, which I'm going to talk about right now, is not in there for one reason. At the time I wrote the book, I had no idea how great this show was. Probably a year after I came out with the book, I heard this show and I was like, wait a minute. This is incredible. Probably should have been in the book. And as with a lot of Garcia shows, they're not easily accessible. You know, you have to find your CDs or go wherever you go to listen to your Jerry Garcia Band that hasn't been released. So I haven't heard it even that much over the years, but I know it was a great show. So I decided to do it, and I was going to do it on the anniversary date a couple days ago, February 11th. But I was feeling a little tired. Same thing happened the following night. And I think the reality was I wanted to keep listening to the show. I've heard this from start to end 6 times in the past week. The show is that good. I didn't want to let go of it because once I finish the podcast, I probably won't hear it again for quite a while. And so after listening to it the past 2 days, I said, okay, so it would be one of the 13 bests if I had to redo the rankings in the book. This would have made the book, and it would be, where would it end up? I actually think this show is so good that it could be anywhere from the second best show ever to about number 5 somewhere in that area. I compare it to, let's say, Music Mountain, which I rank 3, and Music Mountain's in a show I love. I've promoted that show so much since the day I was there. But without a doubt, just performance wise, I think this Palladium show is better. That's how good this one is. So we're going to jump right into that. And at the time, February 81, Garcia had just started a great band. I think they actually started a month earlier, about in January. They brought Melvin Seals into the band. And he never left, and he never stopped. I mean, he was with Jerry every time there's Jerry Garcia Band till the end, 95, and he's carried on for the past like almost 30 years playing the music of Jerry Garcia Band. So Melvin got on board, and he's still on board right now. So we got Melvin Seals, obviously the great John Kahn on bass, Jimmy Warren, electric keyboards, and Dowd Shaw, who had a short stint with the Garcia Band, on drums. And man, these 5 guys are amazing. I think I actually like this February tour from 81 better than the revered February 1980 tour. That tour I would have considered is definitely one of the best. But there's just something about the sound of Melvin and Garcia, so hot and consistent throughout this tour. In my book, Positively Garcia, I put the February 5th, 81 show from Bethlehem in there. Great show. And also the one from the Bushnell on February 10th, 81. Not in the book, but another awesome show from this tour. So you got 3 monster shows, and this one, which I think is the best. So the band starts off pretty typical fashion. You get a "How Sweet It Is," "Catfish John," "That's What Love Will Make You Do." One of the more popular and also beloved trifectas to open a Garcia show. At this time, it was probably, definitely the most played three-song opening, and no one would ever complain about it. You know, three killer tunes. "How Sweet It Is" on this night was merely a warm-up. It wasn't a great version. The only song of the night which wasn't above average to spectacular. And "How Sweet It Is" weird like that. Some nights Jerry came out with all the intent in the world to play it great, like he did at Music Mountain. And some nights, even at great shows like this show, the one from SUNY Albany that I love, "How Sweet It Is" sometimes could just be a nice little warm-up. Get the feel for the instruments, make sure everything's in tune, warm up the crowd. Jerry gets a feel for what's going on. So on this night, it was definitely a tuning up introduction, "How Sweet It Is." So they kick off with that, go to the great "Catfish John," such a awesome Jerry Garcia Band song. I love that tune so much. It was a shame he didn't play it much after. I think they did it. He did it acoustically with David Grisman, but after the coma, just was he never brought it back electrically. But definitely an all-time favorite. This version's pretty cool. Good jamming all the way through. At the end, you get some nice scrubbing, a nice new term I learned from Doug last week. Chord fanning, another way of saying the chord fanning, scrubbing. I kind of like that. And Jerry does some sufficient scrubbing on the last jam there. "That's What Love Will Make You Do," also very hot. You could just hear the crowd getting into it. So excited to hear Jerry Garcia Band at this time. The enthusiasm of the crowd is crazy. And these Jerry Garcia Band crowds from the early 80s might be the best music crowds I've ever been in, because if you were to a Jerry Garcia Band show in 81 or 82, by the way, I wasn't at this. This was before my first show, which was at the Capitol in November of 81. If you're at one of these shows, you know something. It's, you know, like people would go to Grateful Dead shows. There's a big carnival. You didn't have to be the biggest fan in the world to go to a Grateful Dead concert. It was, it was bigger than life, bigger than the music. But just the ratio of people who love Garcia's music at these Jerry Garcia Band shows is like unlike anything before or since. It was just, you had a crowd of people just hungry for the man's music, and Garcia was on fire. And great venues to see him in, Palladium. What an intense venue, just great New York City energy and just beautiful old-time surroundings in a theater. So you got the first three tunes in, great. Song number four, "Mississippi Moon." And man, I've come to love this song so much. Almost a kind of a rare Garcia tune. I guess at this time period, you would get it more. This song is so just the embodiment, essence of what Jerry's like, man. The unique kind of music that he could put forth. No band in the world plays anything like "Mississippi Moon" the way, the Jerry Garcia Band plays it. So songs like this, "Love in the Afternoon," they just have that unique, Melvin Seals is a big part of that sound with Khan. There's such a unique, surreal feel to it. You listen to this, you can feel the swampiness of the music. You're in Mississippi at night, man. So just great stuff there. And Jerry's licks on this night, man, the tone of his guitar. He was just hitting these licks that tickle your brain. So "Mississippi Moon," awesome version, beautiful singing. Everything's just exactly as you'd want it. So here come the audio highlights. And I have a lot of audio highlights from this show, more than usual. Got one from the first set here and five from the second set. There was so much great stuff. I had to do a little extra editing this week. So in the fifth spot, just Garcia opens up a can of whoop-ass on "New York City, Tore Up Over You." And this version just smokes, just raging with rock and roll, bluesy intensity. And on that note, let's hear the first instrumental of "Tore Up." Yeah. Jerry, shredding it pretty for New York City, tore up over you. Just his creativity in that, I think he takes it like four rounds. And each time you try to figure out how it's going to get hotter, but you know he's going to find a way and he's going to take a slightly different path. You know, just such creative round-to-round work by Garcia there. And all night he had something going on. That was like his motif on this night, just being able to switch up. Each time he went around, he never went for the easy leads. He was always finding new ways to create this night and doing it kind of in a succinct fashion as well, as opposed to some of the longer versions you would hear from like 1983. And to close out the set after rocking with Tore Up, he brought New York City to their knees with Tangled Up in Blue to close out the first set. So it's a pretty rocking set with, I guess, Mississippi Moon being the slowest song in there for the most part. Rest of the show is like very upbeat, rocking, just getting the crowd into it. And what a treat it must have been for Jerry to play, you know, New York City with the Jerry Garcia band, as opposed to being on stage with the Grateful Dead. A lot less pressure, a lot less sideshow, and the crowd's so into it. And Jerry could be business. He could be all business because, I mean, he loved music, obviously, more than anything to him. The shows, like putting on any kind of show or anything, talking to the crowd, never important. He always got everything across with the music. And with the Jerry Garcia band, nothing is pure. You know, calling that series Pure Jerry, you know, that was a great, great call. This is pure Jerry being at a Jerry Garcia band show. Especially seeing him at this time period, very lucky to be there, man, but still lucky to have these tapes and find these new gems. So a great first set, but it's as great as that is, the second set blows it away because just an incredible night here. So they open up with I'll Take a Melody. Once again, Melvin being in the band, Jimmy Warren, who I think he did a pretty good job on electric piano. Melvin was the main guy, and you know, obviously his sound is what stayed on. But he, you know, he chimed in with some nice little leads that, you know, kind of that worked. So I've always liked hearing him in the band, and songs like I'll Take a Melody, which is what they opened the second set with, and I'll Take a Melody is always an inspired set opener, whether it's the opening of the show or a second set. Just with Melvin in the band, it brought like a dimension to it that wasn't there in the past tour when he toured with the Garcia band. That as good as those shows were, and man, that February 80 run's one of the best. The music's kind of had a little bit of holes in them, you know, where you either needed a back, where you felt like you could use a background singer, or just another instrument, and having Melvin there, just like that Hammond B, man, just fills up so much space in the musical landscape. So very cool version of I'll Take a Melody. I'll take a simple C to G and see what I could do about it. So that opens the set, and then they go for Jimmy Cliff's Harder They Come. And obviously one of the brilliance of the Jerry Garcia band is Jerry's song choice. I mean, just look what we're looking at here, to find the Peter Rowan song like Mississippi Moon, Catfish John, just these odd tunes. And then to take a song which is probably more complex to play and put his own spin on it, Tangled Up in Blue. And here we got I'll Take a Melody and then Harder They Come. And we're going to get to an audio highlight with this, man. Just Melvin's playing on this, and Khan's able to take it to a new level. You know, just the interaction between those two and Harder They Come is pretty amazing. And it's a little bit of everything. It's not reggae, not calypso, not, you know, it's kind of like just this weird Garcia band mixture that only he could put across. And these 81 shows just sound so good. Not overstepping, not being sloppy, just right on the money, great playing. So check out, this is the long part, the long jam of the Harder They Come. Went from Jerry opening to hand it off to Melvin, and then back to Jerry here. And just listening to Jerry's just absolutely shredding on this, but underneath hearing Melvin and John Kahn, so cool. Enjoy. the Jerry Garcia Band and Fuego in New York City, February 11th, 1980. So we're in the second set. That was the second song, Harder They Come. And it took such a leap forward from the previous year. Just Melvin's presence just brought a whole new dynamic to that. The Harder They Comes from this period, I'd say from 81 to 84 or so, or tops. Just to me, it sounds like a coffee commercial, like an old school Chock Full of Nuts commercial, when they really hit that reggae Brazilian kind of thing. Unbelievable. And just this version, I think you could tell listening to it, it's just like really unlike anything. There's something about this night. They're just getting a sound they never got before. Fired up to be in New York. The Jerry Garcia Band striking out on their own after a triumphant 1980 year with the acoustic electric sets at Radio City in the Warfield. February 11th, 1980. Strange days indeed. So we got coming up next, the first Hunter Garcia it's their freaking song. The first Garcia Hunter song of the night, Mission in the Rain. And one of my favorite Hunter lyrics, is definitely from the Jerry Garcia Band, originals. This definitely, from Reflections. I think this is my favorite Hunter song that's played by the Jerry Garcia Band. And obviously there's quite a few which are good, but something about Mission in the Rain. And Jerry rips it for New York City this night. We're going to get right back to an audio highlight because I'll let the music keep doing the talking. This is such a great show. But Jerry really gets into the instrumental for the Mission. And usually he'll do like a solo, hand it off to the keyboardist, come back to finish it off. This one, he just went right through. I think he kind of lost where he was because he was so wrapped up in playing his instrumental here. And then does the final chorus. And what we're about to hear is one of the top Mission outros. Nothing like a great Mission in the Rain finale.
Yeah.
What a night to be in the Palladium. Awesome Mission in the Rain outro there. Crowd loving it, as you could hear. And this is one of the best, just to give you a little Mission ranking. I'm sure you may have heard me mention this before, but my two favorite Missions, which have the best, which I believe have the best ending solos, you got at number one, Albany. The Palace Theater, November 4th, 81. And then just two nights later at the Capitol, November 6th. And there was just something about the way Jerry attacked Mission in the Rain in 1981. That maybe one of the things was a lot of this time period, there was no background singer, so it was like him out there naked, really pouring himself into it. But whatever possessed him, those outros from 1981, most of them are pretty hot. So we got three songs into the third set here, just a ton of great music, and there's like no let up. The slow ballad of this set, Simple Twist of Fate, and like I already mentioned, I've heard this like six times in the past week. This Simple Twist of Fate is just unbelievable, man. Jerry's guitar tone, not too long. Sometimes every now and then I could get lost listening to a Simple Twist of Fate, but everything mattered in this one, man. Just Jerry was ripping, didn't overstay. Khan's bass was like the perfect length. And Jerry's just singing on this night. Beautiful, man. Just by the way, if you want to listen to the whole show, it is available on YouTube. You can just look it up. Jerry Garcia Band 21180. I think there's two versions of it. So I heard it a handful of times this week. So we got an awesome Simple Twist of Fate. I think it might be, but it's very close to my favorite. Like if I had a go-to Simple Twist of Fate now, I think it's this one. And then, so we went from Garcia, from Jimmy Cliff to Hunter to Bob Dylan. And then to keep the perfect thing rolling here, we're going to go to John Lennon, Dear Prudence. Once again, the way Garcia thought of these songs, I got to play this one, and the way he lined them up, just the Jerry Garcia Band shows were a lot of people in the 80s enjoyed Jerry Garcia Band shows more on certain nights than the Grateful Dead. I definitely would agree with that on certain nights, of course. There was a certain Grateful Dead magic, which completely different, which Garcia Band couldn't get to, but just for a pure musical experience, you know, even when you were seeing the early late shows, man, you would get early show, you could take your break and know that you have a whole nother show ahead of you, or even if it was just like one show on this occasion, man, it was just such an amazing thing to see the Jerry Garcia Band back in those days in these intimate settings. But hey, we're February 11th, 1980, New York City, and Jerry breaks into Dear Prudence. Just an incredible moment, because only 2 months earlier, John Lennon was murdered, in New York City. Obviously, just one of the most horrific murders of all time. I remember watching on 2 months before, I was watching Monday Night Football, and that's how I found out hearing Howard Cosell talk about it. And, you know, it was just something that hangs over a city, you know, the music world for a while. So the wound is still open here. 2 months later in New York City, Jerry comes in and heals with Dear Prudence. And when I hear Dear Prudence, when Jerry, the first thing I, like in my mind, even when I used to go to shows, when I hear it now, I just picture that portrait of John Lennon from the White Album. Every time I hear Dear Prudence, is like that instant connection to that photo. And man, Jerry does, between the singing, and this is such a well thought out long guitar solo in the Dear Prudence. It's like Jerry's guitar weeps Prudence tears. Let's check it out. Thank you. An all-time moving Garcia Band performance of Dear Prudence. 2 months after John Lennon's murder, man, wow. Well, I don't know if there was a better tribute for John Lennon in the year 1981 by any musical act in 81 or since, man. Like the Dear Prudence, that just captures the essence of John Lennon and a freaking brilliant song in the Jerry Garcia Band repertoire. So moving on, that was the fifth song of the second set. The band jumps into another rocker, a deal, back to the Robert Hunter Garcia songbook. And in 1981, the deals weren't that long. When I was listening to the show, I really didn't expect like a killer deal, but I was wrong. I should have known, as good as Garcia was on this night, that it would be like another just tremendous, outstanding performance. Of course, it's not going to be as long as the ones from 83 and so many brilliant versions, I think, from 83 moving forward. But this one is so good. And even the band, for a second, they almost stopped playing because they think Garcia reached the end because deals weren't as long back then. But Garcia's still cooking along. And the band really couldn't jump back into it. But they sort of did, but Garcia wasn't stopping. He went on after the band kind of stopped playing deal. He went on for like a minute, so it's pretty unique. There's nothing like it. And then they jumped into Midnight Moonlight. But let's check. This is hot and very unusual and original. Let's check out the instrumental of Deal. Man, I got to tell you, I'm just sitting here laughing. I've heard this so much this week, and heard it all on great car speakers, nice Bose in my apartment. Right now, I'm listening to it on my crappy computer speakers. medium volume, and I'm still cracking up because Jerry just comes through. It is the tone of his guitar and all these solos, just very, very sharp, very bold and beautiful, bold and beautiful, man. Just one of a kind show. So the deal goes into Midnight Moonlight, as it did the night before in the Bushnell. Very cool to do it that way. No need to go leave the stage for the encore. Just give him Midnight Moonlight as the set ender at a deal. Well, at least that's what they did in the Bushnell, which was a spectacular show in its own right. But this night in the Palladium, they do that amazing deal. Awesome Midnight Moonlight. And they leave. But on this night, they come back for an encore. Sugar Ree. And it's a smoking version. Not as long as the greatest ones ever, you know, the ones from 77 and Lake Placid, 83. But anytime it's in the encore slot, it's not going to be as long, but just three smoking jams. And it's a 14-song Jerry Garcia Band show. So rare to get that many. And it's no shortcuts, no easy songs there, shorter songs. 14 masterpieces. Just everything about this show, we've heard the guitar playing, but when you look at the sets and you really think about what he played, it's, you know, these are the best songs we have all lined up, pretty maids in a row. But yeah, so I think I am going to, for the time being, call this the second best show ever behind the Pacific Eye Studio, February 6, 1972. That's an absolute classic. I did a podcast on that about a year ago on the anniversary of that one. But this show is up there. Like, I have to go almost to, number two with it. Just an unbelievable show. And I expected it just to, you know, be a show that maybe I should put in my Positively Garcia book. But after hearing it all these times, I couldn't stop listening to it. And it's just song after song, just like great, great versions. So awesome show. If agree, disagree, let me know what you think on the YouTube. I got a nice YouTube fans out there. And if you want to reach me by email, catfishgarcia82@yahoo.com. And thanks to you folks in Apple, Spotify. We got a bunch of listeners out there. I'll be back with more Jerry next week. I'm your host, Howard Weiner. And for the outro of the show, this is really not a typical outro. We're going to do the whole Sugar Ree from the Palladium, the encore. So everybody hang in for this. It's a classic. And once again, thanks for listening. Peace out. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.